Tuesday, 14th of July. Only the Lord can satisfy. Genesis chapter 14, verse 20, New International Version. And praise be to God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hand. Then Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. Here in this place, the King's Valley, where centuries later a greater Melchizedek would sweat in bloody agony in a garden, Abraham enjoyed by faith the high priestly ministry of Christ. His heart ravished with the love of Christ, and refreshed and strengthened in spirit, he saw that God alone could satisfy his heart. Here he swore to the Lord his God he would not touch a single thing that Sodom could offer him. He rose up and went out to meet the fair and innocent-appearing trap. He was ready for it. Have you ever found yourself trapped by some subtle appeal that looked innocent enough on the surface and seemed to be the popular thing to do? Too late. You realized its true nature when the damage had already been done, and all you could say was, "I didn't realize. I never dreamed." This happens to many of us, doesn't it? Life is full of subtleties like this. Little decisions, little problems, incidents that seem so innocent on the surface. We find it easy to rationalize and justify our choices. Why is it we fail? It is because we do not go to our Melchizedek. We give him no opportunity to minister to us and open our eyes. We do not come to the throne of grace, as we are encouraged to find grace to help in time of need. Abraham would never have passed by this subtle trap unscathed had Melchizedek not met him. When the king of Sodom came, Abraham could say, "I want no man to say that he has made Abraham rich. If anyone makes Abraham rich, it will be God." What a victory! Prayer thought, Lord, in everything may we come to your throne of grace.